This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Grelot. Joshua Landis, Rebecca Cruz. Interesting stories in the international news this week. Joshua, for you, China seems to be kind of dipping their toes a little bit, maybe, in Middle East diplomacy. They just hosted visits from the Palestinian Authority, as well as the Prime Minister of Israel. They seem to have presented a plan for some sort of peace negotiation, peace proposal.
A four-point plan.
So what's going on here? China actually kind of meddling a little bit in the Middle East on these issues?
It is. It's becoming more assertive. And about 5 years ago, they tried to do this with the Syrian president when he was visiting and the Israelis were present. They tried to make a meeting between them. It didn't work at all. But they have been asserting themselves more and more in the Middle East. And that's a product of the United States, in a sense, withdrawing. And China is becoming much more self-confident. Now, their four-point plan was basically land for peace, two states. It was a rehash of what United States presented like 20 years ago.
But they actually did come down on that. You've got to stop the settlements. You've got to stop bombing civilians. I mean, they were actually coming down a little bit on the Israelis about this, right? I mean, I suppose it wasn't the same kind of, you know, Israel, let's let you just kind of do what you want to do. I mean, they were pretty much taking a stance on this, were they not?
They were. It sounded like a 20 years ago plan. And life has gone on. And today there are 500,000 Israelis living in the West Bank, which is supposed to be the Palestinian state. And then, you know, it's hard to conceive of how that would change, how they would leave and this land for peace is going to work. Certainly in the configuration of the politics today with a very weak Palestinian leadership and a strong Israeli leadership that does not want a two-state solution, it's hard to see how something like that's going to happen. But they, you know, what they were doing is putting down a marker and sort of saying we are here and we're beginning to make statements. And that will weigh on Iran.
Well, that's the question, right? Because they obviously have been quite supportive of Iran, or at least they're not willing to take a hard line against Iran's nuclear program.
20% of all of China's energy imports come from Iran. So they don't want to cut Iran off. We've been trying to get them to stop importing oil and gas from Iran, and they've refused because they depend on it terribly. And this is they're getting a little tired of us trying to make decisions. And in Syria too, they're
not supportive of sanctions against Syria, or at least tightening the screws a little bit there.
And they vetoed in the UN a proposal to move against Syria.
So they have an interesting I don't know, this is an interesting development, right, in that they're trying to play some role perhaps in the Palestinian-Israeli situation. But is it the case, do you think, that the Chinese could be seen as more of an honest broker on this issue, more objective, if you will?
Because the Arabs will definitely see it that way.
Really, it hasn't been an honest broker on this
really
issue.
There's some of this power play that's going on with the United States, but I think it's also what Joshua pointed out. It's the oil revenues that they're needing, or the energy resources that they need. If they're getting 20% from Iran, they're getting over 50% from the region, and that's expected to reach 70%. I think the other calculus here is not only that China is asserting itself in the international arena, but also that China has this rising middle class that they're having to give fuel to. They're having to heat homes.
Absolutely.
They're having to fuel cars.
And the United States is becoming self-sufficient.
Yes.
And as we become self-sufficient, China is now Saudi Arabia's biggest trading partner, and Iran too. So you can see a day where the United States is going to take a much smaller interest in the Middle East and in defense structure in the Middle East.
But never regarding Israel, right? I mean, they're not going to abandon that regard.
But China has to walk a very thin line here. They have to be very careful. They want to keep Syria and Iran happy, but they also are trading more and more with Israel and want to get in that situation as well.
But fundamentally, this is where the struggle comes down to, because the United States has been a great world power in part because we've had our hand on the great oil tap in the Persian Gulf. And that threat of using that against China has been our main card. We stopped Hitler because we denied him oil. And in a sense, in planning for Third World War, it's all about control of the oil. So the notion that America is just going to waltz away from the Persian Gulf and hand it over to China.
Absolutely not likely. And as China steps up in the Middle East, this may, I don't know, reverse some of the U.S. interest in pulling back from the Middle East. Well, we'll definitely see what happens there.